of the fairer, we also felt, and again, we put question marks, because the minute you start talking about fairer, then we start changing the arrangements that we've currently got. And are we willing to face up to, for example, a proper property tax, as opposed to a banded poll tax that we've currently got in terms of council tax? That would obviously have a connection with housing and home. But are you willing to pay, if you consume more housing, should you pay more for it in a tax basis? Or should we have a land tax? People like Andy Whiteman have been talking, and Leslie Riddick and others have been talking about a land tax. So those that have enormous land assets are taxed on these assets. The last time that debate came up was 100 years ago with Lloyd George. So it's not exactly a new debate. And it was probably the last time we had disparities of income between the rich and the poor that we see now in Edwardian times, or the Belle Epoque, if we're all looking at this French economist's book. What's he called again?
Thomas
Piketty. Piketty, yeah. This book that suddenly a right winger is talking about inequality as a bad thing, and everybody's suddenly gone, "Ooh, inequality is a bad thing," because a liberal said it, whereas left-wing people said it for a long time. Oh, it's not an issue. Anyway, so something's changing in our society, a broad change in terms of people seeing inequality as highly problematic.